Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the match of the month. Welcome to the first Sunday in May. I'm actually recording this as backlash is going on because I completely forgot this was the first weekend of the new month. I've been so busy. I literally recorded the backlash predictions last night. It was a Friday. And then I forgot to upload them. Then I had to do something Saturday morning, so I uploaded them right before the pay-per-view started. So some of you guys probably haven't even heard that yet. Then I recorded the review of X-Men Episode 8. And then I said, wait a second, I'm missing something. It's May. What does that mean? Well, my rent's paid. Okay. What does that actually mean? It's match of the month. I just completely forgot about it. And you know what? It's okay because me watching the show, because right now the main event's on, Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship, actually gave me an idea. I thought about this. You have two new champions in the company, first ever World Heavyweight Champions in their company, right? We already know Cody Rhodes is a former world champion, and ROH, former world champion, and I think that's it with ROH. No, and NWA as well. But Damian Priest has never been world champion. So this is both their first world title defenses. Then, with Swerve Strickland this month, he's going to have his first world championship. He's already had his first world championship defense already. But he's going to have his first pay-per-view world championship defense against Christian Cage. I got to thinking, this is a lot of firsts for these companies. What is one of the best first title defenses in the history of wrestling? I thought about this. To me, the one that stands up the most, because I told you guys before, 96 is just a year I remember more vividly, is Kevin Nash versus Shawn Michaels. But in the previous version of this show, we did a match of the month on that. Now, I can still use it because it's so long ago now. People might forget, or people might want to hear my thoughts about it. But I said, you know what? I have a better one that I've never used before. 1998. Backlash. You know whose first title defense it was? It was Stone Cold Steve Austin's. And it was him versus Dude Love. They went two straight months going back to back with each other after WrestleMania and World Championship matches. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? Matter of fact, let's look up the date. Because I think Over the Edge was the better pay-per-view match they had. But let's just look it up really quick while we're on air. Because I believe the Over the Edge match was the better match. But I'm going to use Backlash because that's where we're at now. Well, I guess I don't have to use Backlash. We could say first title defense against, you know, opponents, I guess, whatever, right? Let's just see. Let's make this fun. Oh, they did have, man. So it was In Your House first. That was in Greensboro. Over the Edge was the better one. And so it wasn't Backlash. It was Unforgiven. Excuse me. I apologize. This is why you do these things on air. Sometimes you just happen. But Over the Edge was the better match between the two. It was completely chaotic. But this being really the first official, they had the pay-per-view in Manchester, but that was only for Manchester or England fans at the time. They dropped a DVD later in the States just for just purposes of being as accurate as possible. But I remember that first feud. I remember saying to myself, Dude Love. It was so weird. It was very weird. I remember just, it was so random as well. It makes sense to me now, because now it's like, okay, you put him in there with someone that is going to put up a good fight, but ultimately they can lose, right? At that time, Mankind, Mick Foley, had not been a world champion. I think he was only a tag team champion at that point. And the history with Dude Love and Steve Austin was they were former tag team champions. Matter of fact, just less than a year before, Dude Love was begging Steve Austin to be his tag team partner so he could be champions. And so all this was being essentially just manipulated by Vince McMahon. And my first thought was, okay, whatever. I wasn't too excited about it. But at the time, I wasn't a air quotes mark. I was a huge wrestling fan, but I didn't know anything about I knew very little. Let me say this. I knew very little about the internet side of things. So I didn't know Shawn Michaels had retired. I didn't know anything about that. I was a huge Shawn Michaels guy. And I was like, well, wait a second. He didn't get his rematch. Like, normally people get their rematch. Where is he going? Now I was confused. Later that year is when I got into the tape trading stuff and whatever. I want to say about summertime of 90s when I got into tape trading and stuff. That's when I started meeting people who were just like me. And I realized, holy crap, like, he's retired. Okay, that's when I started, like, looking at other avenues for information for wrestling. So anyways, so I wasn't really impressed, but this feud really actually helped pop off the Steve Austin title run, because I thought Mick Foley was a great opponent. If you think, the thing about opponents that are put in positions to make someone look good, you think about Mick Foley, he's probably the best one to ever do that. Where it's, you would think it's a backhanded compliment, but really it's not. It's like, hey man, if you can't have a good match with this guy, you won't have a good match, you know? Like, he's done it for so many people, whether it's Triple H, Steve Austin, Randy Orton. Like, he's done it for a lot of people. Sometimes going overboard a little too much, you know, but that's just how he is. We all know that. Well, anyways, these two matches were just a way to really let people know that even though it's between him and Dude Love, the focus was him and McMahon, right? And so now you have, bring it to more modern day. You have AJ Styles as the first feud for Cody Rhodes. You know, AJ Styles, who's not been in this position in a very long time. Like, he has been a world champion. He's a two-time WWE champion. Had the belt for over a year. You know, but, like, he has not been in this position in a very long time. Cody Rhodes, this is his first title defense. He is very much now starting over and starting a new journey now that he's finished the story. Damian Priest, his first time winning the World Heavyweight Champion. First feud against Jey Uso. You know, he's trying to now show that he did not need the Judgment Day, and now he's trying to prove something to himself. Swerve Strickland, who went from being one of the worst human beings ever, breaking into people's homes, bloodying children, to now being world champion, now essentially paying for his sins because he, you know, did what he needed to do to become that guy, and he is. So to me, this feud between Austin and Mick Foley was essentially Foley saying, look here, I was begging you for a chance before, now I'm just going to take it. Now you forced me to be this person. You forced me to do this, and the story they would play with McMahon and Mick Foley for the rest of the summertime, it was Mick Foley seeking the approval of Vince McMahon, you know? And so this was just fed right into everything, but also gave Austin an opponent to beat, you know? And so I highly recommend these two matches. I still think Over the Edge 98 is probably their best match they've ever had. It was so many shenanigans they came up with. But to me, that was the perfect feud for both parties. It kept Dude Love doing something, or Mick Foley, should I say, doing something, but also made Steve Austin, because you knew what kind of a threat Mick Foley was, you could legitimately say, I don't see him beating Austin, but he can beat Austin. You know, he can definitely do it. You know, and if you actually look at Austin's run with championships, they were pretty short. You know, he ends up losing the WWE Championship in June that year. He gets it back the next night just to lose it in September. Then he gets it back the next year just to lose it, I think, like, what, 4 or 5 months later. So he didn't have really long runs. He is a former six-time WWE champion. But overall, when you have first title defenses for first world-time world champions, it is key to get them off on the right foot. And AJ Styles, you can't have anyone better. He's been in this position before, where he did for Roman Reigns, as we talked about before. But, like, just knowing you're going to have two of the best in the business doing what they need to do with that. I'm watching it now. It's a crazy crowd. I believe they got noise complaining and everything the night before on SmackDown. But I would suggest watching Over the Edge 98. I have not seen it on Peacock. I know on the network, If you cut off the children's restrictions and they played it, it was what I remember it was. I don't remember. I don't think they did too much editing to it. Now with Triple H being in control and them, maybe they'll show more things. I'm very interested to see. This is a complete side note. I'm very interested to see how these people are going to react when Peacock's deal come up with WWE, will WWE be able to then go to another platform where they won't have to edit the things they're doing? I don't know. I'm curious with that because I don't know. Because they're on Peacock, dude. So many people have this platform that probably are woke or whatever, and you can't show certain things. Now, YouTube will forever have, you know, will forever have the things that we want to see, right? By doing their, if they're going to bring some of the, on the next rights deal they have, will they bring some of these things back that might, air quotes, offend people? You know, so I'm interested in that. But anyways, that was a quick side note. But with that being said, check out Over the Edge 98. Steve Austin versus Mick Foley. Steve Austin's first title feud after defeating Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship. To me, it was a way to kick off the Austin McMahon feud for sure. But it was also a way to really get a new champion to be as comfortable as humanly possible with a familiar partner. So, with that being said, I am the Slow Chemical. This is I See Things a Little Differently. This is your match of the month, and I will see you guys tomorrow.